first.
Makers of Draft present Kitty Keene Incorporated, the dramatic adventures of a beautiful woman of the world. Now, wouldn't you like to know when you're washing fine woolens, like a pretty sweater or some of baby's daintiest things, that you are washing them with a stud that will help keep them fluffy and pliable? Yes, and help guard against shrinking, too. Well, you can, just by switching, as so many thousands of women are doing, to a new way to wash woolens. It's Draft. Procter & Gamble's new washing suds. Draft helps woolen stay soft and fluffy and keep their delicate colors like no washing suds before it. Because Draft removes a major annoyance, a major problem in washing woolen: hard water scum. The very same sort of scum that makes a ring around the basin and a film on the rinse water. It's clean scum, almost impossible to rinse out. It catches in the fibers of delicate wool. And not only coarsens their texture and makes them feel harsh, but actually covers up their color. But Draft is different. Draft cannot form scum. That is true in hardest water. Hot or cold water, hard or soft, it's all the same to Draft. In any water, Draft whisks instantly at the suds and rinses out completely free of color-dulling, texture-coarsening scum. With Draft, you can wash your fine woolens in lukewarm water. Just the right temperature to guard against shrinking and protect colors. And remember, be sure to try this special new sud that rinses free of scum when next you're washing woolen. Your lovely sweaters and baby's daintiest woolen will come out so soft and woolly, so fresh in color, you'll be delighted. Look for the green and black Draft package when you're out at the store today. Or ask for Draft, D-R-E-F-T, by name. And now, Kitty Keene Incorporated. Yesterday, hours after the accident, Jill called at the hospital to see her mother. Where Jill was, why she's not been to see Kitty before, we shall learn very soon. Now, a half hour later, Jill and Kitty are alone and closer to an understanding than they've been in months. Just listen.
You know how foolish it was, sweetheart. It was just a misunderstanding, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Just a misunderstanding.
Why, there couldn't be any other woman in Bob's life. Not the way he loves you, Jill.
Bob does love me. He does love me, Mother.
Oh, of course he does, you silly little sweetheart. And right now, I'm going to ring for the nurse and have her send him in here. He's just down the hall in Hulda's room.
No, Mother, please. Let's just have a few more minutes alone. I've got to get my thoughts straightened out.
All right, honey.
You see, I've had a reason for acting as I did. I don't suppose I've been quite normal, but...
But what's it?
It doesn't matter now, Mother. I'm so happy again. But I've been so miserable.
Well, I know you have, dear.
And you had to get yourself all smashed up to bring me to my senses.
Not all smashed up.
Well, when I saw that paper this morning, Oh, Mother, what if you had died and I hadn't even been here in town?
But, Jill, dear, I didn't die. At least if I did, I feel remarkably well for a ghost.
Oh, Mother.
But there's something you haven't told me, Jill. You say you were out of town last night?
Yes. I've been out of town all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Jack and Adelaide invited Johnny and me and a lot of the other people to a house party at Jack's hunting lodge on Eagle River.
I see.
Oh, no, you don't like Adelaide. Neither do I very much. I had a terrible time, but at least I got a couple of laughs, and that was better than sitting in that lonely room of mine crying my heart out.
Of course it was, dear. But, Jill...
Yes, Mother?
Now, I don't want you to think that Mother is butting into your business, because I've no intention of that. But as long as we're straightening out everything, I do wish you'd tell me one thing.
What's that, Jill?
Just what is this Johnny Mason to you, dear?
Johnny's nothing but a good friend. You see, he was almost as lonely as I was. That's how we happened to meet. The housekeeper at my hotel introduced us.
Uh-huh.
And then he asked me if I'd have Christmas dinner with him. And I was so miserable and so mad at Bob that I said I would. And I did.
I see.
And then he got me my job. And even if Johnny is one of the Ramona gang, he's always been a perfect gentleman with me. That is, except last night.
Except last night?
Yes, Johnny did sort of get some wrong ideas. You can bet I put him in his place.
You mean at the hunting lodge?
No, at the roadside inn where we stopped on our way back.
At the roadside inn?
Yes. It so happened we ran out of gas about 100 miles out of town. It was 12 o'clock then. By the time we got towed to a gas station and everything, it was 1 o'clock, so...
And it so happened Mr. Mason suggested you stay at a very convenient roadside inn, is that it?
Mm-hmm. I was so awfully tired and cold that it was all right with me. But when Johnny tried to kiss me goodnight, that wasn't.
I see. Jill, honey.
Yes?
When we talk to Bob, let's not mention the roadside inn. Oh, I know that Bob would understand, but, well, it wasn't quite the thing to do. So let's not hurt his feelings, hmm?
Oh, Mother, you don't mean that Bob would think...
The male of the species is a strange beast, honey. You'll learn that as you grow older. Oh, but Bob's been miserable for weeks, dear. Can't we ask him now?
Please, Mother. I've been so lonesome, and I need Bob. Knowing that I won't ever know how much I need.
And Bob needs you, dear. Why, that boy is risking his life every minute of the day. And the three of us have got to decide right here and now whether we're to go on with this fight or not.
Oh, I've been such a fool.
Oh, don't worry about that, Mother. Foolish or not, Bob loves you. But, say, push that whatchamacallit that turns on the light above the door, will you, dear?
Sure, Mother.
And while we're at it, we'll ask the nurse to tell Mr. Mason to be on his way. You don't mind, do you?
Of course I don't, Mother. He'll understand. And then...
Yes, would you step down the hall to Mrs. Olson's room and ask Lieutenant Jones to come in here, please?
Certainly. I never can think of Hulda as Mrs. Olson. And nurse.
Yes, Mrs. Jones.
After you ask my husband to step in here, would you please tell the gentleman who's waiting for me at the desk that he needn't wait any longer, that I'm going home with my husband?
I'll be glad to.
Thank you.
Gee, Mother, I am going home with Bob.
That in itself is worse than three broken ribs, Jill. And speaking of going home, I want to get out of here sometime today.
And when you do leave, you're coming home with Bob and me.
Close the door, though. Well, you two are really such strangers as you seem to be. Perhaps I'd better introduce you. Mrs. Jones. Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones.
Yeah. Oh, Bob. Hold me. Hold me tight.
Jill.
Youngest son. Don't ever let me go back home.
Jill.
Oh, I've been such a fool, Bob.
No, you haven't, sweetheart. I was a dirty dog to let you think the thing you did about me. You had a right to feel the way you did.
Sorry that I'm crying so, Bob. I'll try to stop so you can kiss me.
Oh, they're happy tears, aren't they, honey?
Oh, such happy ones, Bob. And we won't ever mistrust each other again, will we?
Never, Jim. Never. Oh, gee, honey, just to have you in my arms again and...
You and I, we can't quarrel, Bob. We haven't only ourselves to think about now.
Yes?
Pardon me, Mrs. Jean, I'm Johnny Mason. I believe that Jill is in here.
Oh, what do you want, Johnny? Why did you come in here?
Just to say goodbye, that's all. I got the message from the nurse that you were going home with your husband.
And suppose you scram.
Yes, I'm going to run away. Now that Jill has returned to the fold, I imagine it would be rather embarrassing to have me around.
Why, you...
Wait, Bob. Look, Johnny.
Yes, Miss Keene.
I don't know what your game is, but you're on dangerous ground. And if you're smart, you'll just say goodbye and close that door behind you.
That's just what I intend to do as soon as I ask Jill where she wants me to leave her overnight case. You see, we spent the weekend out of town together.
That's a dirty lie.
I hate to disillusion you, Jones, but suppose you ask Jill where we spent last night.
Are you...
And Jill, when you unpack, don't forget my razor. It's in the top compartment.
Well, Jill?
I don't think it's my place to say anything.
Oh, now wait, both of you kids. You know in your heart...
You stay out of this, Kitty. Well, Jill, I'm waiting.
For what? For me to defend myself against a rotten lie like that? You claim to love me. You can think such things of me.
I'm not thinking anything.
Oh, yes, you are. And if you have no more love and respect for me than to even consider a dirty, filthy lie like that, I'm glad I didn't tell you what I intended. You don't deserve to know.
Jill, stop. You don't realize what you're saying.
Listen to me.
Oh, don't you dare to touch me. Take your hands off my shoulders. If this is all I mean to you, Bob Jones, I'm glad I found it out in time.
All I'm asking you to do is...
Yes, to tell you that Johnny was lying. But if you don't know he was, I'm certainly not going to tell you. I've got along without you for 3 months. I guess I can get along without you again.
Jill.
I'll call you later, Mother. I don't even want to stay in the same room with him. I hate him. And I never want to see him. Oh, Bob, stop it. Go after him.
Why? He doesn't want me to. All I asked her to do was to tell me that he was lying.
But don't you see, Bob?
No. I'm afraid I don't. Well, I guess I'll run along too, Kitty. Ramona's expecting me at noon.
You can't go back there. After Johnny Mason told Ramona what happened here, your life won't be worth the bullets to snuff it out.
What difference would that make? Don't you realize, Kitty, I just had heaven in my arms and I threw it away. What can Ramona do to me now? What could he take away from me? I haven't already lost.
Oh, no, no, Bob. Love as we do, there is no such thing as time, as space. Look, here's the situation, sweet. I'm stuck in this darn bed and can't even go after Jill. And she needs me more than she ever did before. She's going to have a baby, Jill. That's what she was going to tell Bob. That's why she's acting as she is. I can read it in her face. But it's her secret, Charles, not mine. I can't tell Bobby. He wouldn't believe me if I did. And Bob, maybe... Maybe... Oh, Charles, help me. Please send your thoughts to me. Tell me what to do.
This heartbroken mother sobs in her pillow. Charles, across half the world, stirs uneasily and senses that Kitty is calling to him, that Kitty needs him. And solemnly, he lifts his eyes to the first star of evening in the sky over Charles. Be sure to listen, Mother. You know, just a little while ago, we were telling you that our new washing sets... Dreft is the finest way of washing woolens you ever tried. That's because Dreft, for the first time, brings you a washing suds that can't form scum, even in hardest water. Not one bit of scum will make woolens feel coarse and harsh or cover up their color. Fine woolens, like sweaters and babies' daintiest things, come out of Dreft suds so soft and woolly and pliable, and with colors so bright and fresh, you'll be amazed. Then, there's this Dreft advantage, too. It means a good deal in washing woolen. Dreft makes such a grand amount of suds. Now, you know when you're washing woolens, you don't want to rub them much. This means you need lots of suds, and Dreft makes 5 times more suds than any soap in hardest water. For soft, bright woolens, get Dreft today. It's spelled D-R-E-F-T. The smart green and black package. Be sure to tune in at this same hour Monday for Kitty Keene Incorporated. Did Charles receive Kitty's prayerful message? Will his great love for her enable him to transmit his thoughts, his help, across the battle-torn wastes of China, across the seas, to Kitty? How can these two, thousands of miles apart, one helpless in her hospital bed, untangle the two lives that mean most to her? Be sure to listen Monday. Until then, this is Jack Wrinkley saying goodbye.
This program has come to you by special electrical transcription. The next episode of Kitty Keene Incorporated will come to you Monday at this same time. This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.